Now I want to get to the importance of why we are here. Why did Lee and I choose to come, other than it's a most amazing area? In 2012, Cryon started to give us further information on a subject called nodes and nulls. This is where we discovered that when Gaia was prepared for humanity and divinity was given to the divine human beings, our ancestors, the Pleiadians, set up time capsules on the Earth. In case we made it to a certain vibration, the time capsules would release information and multidimensional energy to us to fast track our planet into ascension status. These 12 major time capsules are represented by a matched pair of node and null. There are 12 of them on the planet, and they're places that the Pleiadian ancestors chose. Most of them are high up in the mountains, but some are in deserts. Aoraki is one of the 12 major nodes on the planet. At this point, we don't know the matching null to it, and it may or may not be revealed today. It's all in accordance to the timing of what Cryon gives us. So these nodes and nulls are broadcasting information to the consciousness grids of the planet, and with free choice, humanity is able to access that information. There is so much excitement in the galaxy for what we as humanity has done on this planet to even get to this point. So much celebration that these nodes and nulls are now online and transmitting. I want you to take a moment to celebrate your part in all of this, your part for being here, and your part for making all of us coming together possible, so that we can honour the mountain, we can honour our ancestors, we can honour Gaia. So thanks again for being here. So I'd like to invite Jesse, who represents the Ngāi Tahu from the area.
Ai tēnā roho ke tātou, kararuhi mana ki tāka ha tātou matua tīpuna, kararu wana hoki nei te hata whaite a taka hoenei mō ka tū taitai ake maloka I a tātou. A really warm welcome to everyone. For those of you who have never been here before, welcome to Aorak. The other Māori people have wharenui that they gather in. You would have seen the carved houses that look like triangles with pillars, and you go in and you sleep with all of your uncles and aunties and relations. Well, for us, this is our marae. These are the places where we gather in outdoor valleys, and this is the learning quarters for us. These have been, these valleys and these mountains have been the places where we go for sacred and esoteric teachings for thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. Before we kick off into what we're going to do today, I just want to share with you the way that our people have related to Aorak. Our story about Aorak is a creation story, and Aoraki is a celestial being. In our story, Aoraki and a few of his brothers come down to the planet at a time when the planet was covered with water and there was no land. And they were looking for land because land was the new wife of their father, Raki Nui Te Raki, whose chest holds the magnetic grid of the earth. And they searched and they searched and they searched for land, and they could not find her. And when it came time for them to take their waka back up into outer space, according to our stories, the energies of the earth were so irregular for them that they were stuck here. And this large landmass, the South Island, is known traditionally as Te Waka Aorak, or Aoraki's intergalactic canoe. So it's quite a wonderful little story, I thought, given the history of some of the people here, it might be somewhat interesting. So when I said welcome to Aorak, even for those people of you who have been here many, many, many times, you have not seen the mountain like it is today. There is something very, very special that has taken place to Aurak, our ancestor, over the past 10, 20 years. Our family has a long-standing tradition with this mountain. My father climbs it every year, and the last year he climbed it was his 75th birthday. My mother has visited this place 30, 40 times. My brothers 30, 40 times. Do you know how many times I've been here? None. I have never, ever, ever gotten out of the car and walked with my family to the mountain because I have been waiting. True story. So, what I'd like us to do is I want to take this opportunity to get us all to tune in. That really sets the energetics, and we all know that. But don't be scared to go far out into Aurak. Go as deep as you want. It'll take everything you got and give you back twice as much. And while we're sitting here getting ready for things to begin, one of the local people is going to be doing some crystal bowl sound work to help us as we calibrate ourselves what happens next. On behalf of my own ancestors, I'll kick into the first prayer, and then my sister will finish us off before Cron and Lee take us home. Sound good? Just so you all know, when I do my karakia, my prayer, it won't be through a microphone. Okay, awesome.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. I ask the ancestors for permission in this sacred place to give a truth that has not been revealed, to honor what has happened here and all the energy here. I ask them for the civilization that is here on this planet, which has passed the marker of 2012. I ask them for appropriateness in all things, and I honor them greatly for their answer. More than a resounding yes, there is a celebration. The celebration is thousands of years old. For those listening now who are not here, again we say you would have no concept, truly, of the energy which is present here, which is of tremendous honor, beauty, benevolence, and compassion. We sit at the base of a very important mountain. It is called Mount Cook in New Zealand. Eraraki is the name from those indigenous here who know it well. And it stands for many things. It is a node of the Pleiadian. Now let us back up and let us discuss things that are practical. There are several things I want to discuss this day. Number one, you sit in a wetland. It always rains here. And the sun is shining and there is no rain. The mountain is almost always obscured by clouds. It peeks through now to say hello. Almost as though it knew, dear ones, that you were coming. Is it beyond that which you would consider that Gaia is so connected with you that it literally has cleared itself, washed itself, beautified itself for you? so that you could sit on the grass today and not in the rain, so you could feel the warmth of the sun and listen to this beautiful message, a message that has been given permission by the ancestors to give to you. I have several things that I would like to discuss, and one of them may be controversial to you. In fact, emotionally, for some, it may hurt your emotion. And it is not meant to, believe me. I would like to clear something up, especially in this energy. Something that needs to be said. And it has to do with those of you who would come here, either now or in the future, with beautiful intent and open a portal. And if that is you, and if it is today, or if it was in the past or in the future, I would like to give you information. Dear ones, you're not opening a portal. You're doing something extremely different in this new energy, and I wish to try my best to explain what it is, so much grander than what you think. I'm going to start by the part that might hurt your feelings, dear light worker, but this needs to be said, and in the explanation, it may very well clear up and have an awareness that you hadn't thought of before. Thousands of years, the indigenous have been coming here. Thousands. And they have felt this beautiful energy that you have here. They know of this place. They know what is here. They know what it represents here. They feel the node that is here. Perhaps they did not understand what it was in the beginning any more than you do now. But they felt the energy and the sacredness. They even named it after a sacred one. A light worker will awaken to this energy in this age and will flock to this place and open a portal. As though it had never been recognized, as though it had never been opened. If you want to know one of the things that the indigenous does not understand about you, it is why you would go to such a beautiful, sacred place and think you could open it as though it had never been opened. Did you think of that? And when you open a portal, what happens to you when you leave? Does it slam shut? Does somebody else come along and reopen it? Or is there another one? How many portals are there? 10,000, 15,000, 20? Is it possible that what you're doing has a very old concept and name? And that's what I want to tell you about. This portal has been open since the Pleiadians put this mountain here and put that which is the node here. 50,000 or more years. This portal sings to those who come here. The thought of maybe opening it is a little late. So what are you doing? And you will say, well, wait a minute, Crine, are we wrong? Oh, no. Did we not feel something? Oh, you felt it. A light worker will have an awareness, apart and totally aware, apart from an indigenous, and will come and celebrate the same energy in a different way. You're not opening portals anymore. Now I'm going to try to explain what you're doing, which is just as profound or even more. And I'm going to tell you, whatever you're doing, continue. For those who are listening to my voice, who are considering coming here, please come here. And when you do, I'm going to ask you for something. The first thing I want you to do is celebrate the fact the portal is open and the indigenous are here. The second thing I want you to do is just give a moment and thank the ancestors for all the work they have done prior to you being here. You might even ask them permission for what you're going to do. It honors the land. It honors that which has always been here. It's not new. Now, here's what you're going to do. So difficult, because this particular concept has no name yet. There's a question that is odd and fun. If the tree falls in the forest and there's no one to hear it, does it make a noise? And this explanation is going to be very similar. If there were no humans on the planet or around this node, would it operate? Dear ones, there is something here you should know. I have spent so long telling you about Gaia, that it is part of you and you are part of it. The conference that some of you just attended was filled with this. Your genealogy, your Akash, the whales of the planet, the nodes of the knolls, all is there. Even interstellar space knows about Gaia. And it's all for you. Dear ones, when you come here, there is an expectation that you would see and feel the energy and not open something that's always been open. But for the first time, you're going to give a handshake to that which is here. It needs you to greet it, and it needs to greet you. That is not opening a portal. That's getting into it. It's like you wandered around opening kitchen doors forever without ever going in and lighting the stove. And no meals will be cooked. Now they can be. You come with an alignment, an entrainment with Gaia. You ask the ancestors' permission to enter the portal and to shake hands with the information and the energy and the ancestors who have all been here. This is the alliance you've been waiting for. This is the meld between the past and the future. This is what the alignment has always been about. That lightworkers and old souls would awaken and start aligning and shaking hands with Gaia. Going to these power spots, not to open a portal which has always been open, but instead to walk into it with permission and figuratively shake hands with Gaia. Again, I'll point out, you're sitting on wetland. It rained today. When you get up off the grass, you may be wet. And it's not wet now. And it's not raining now. Because this portal expected you right now. And depending upon your consciousness right now, it expects you to shake hands with it if you ask permission individually. Is it okay? Now, you will always get permission if your consciousness is aligned with Gaia. Do you see the difference between standing and opening a portal and going inside and checking it out? It is a metaphor. Do not leave this place thinking you have to come back with a shovel. It is a metaphor. Esoterically, the portal you were going to open or think you have opened was esoteric, a metaphor. And so is getting inside of it. Dear ones, the first thing you're going to meet when you get inside is the energy of the one it was named after. You're shaking hands with the past. Turn the page. This is a node of the planet which has been unassigned. Nodes and nulls come in pairs, were manufactured by the Pleiadians. Manufactured, put here by design, as time capsules that work in pairs. They don't work unless they're paired up. They are prepared, they have energy, they are felt, but they're not operational unless they are paired up. We have given you so far six pairs, half of them. And we're about to give you another one. Number seven, in this sacred place with Gaia watching, with the weather cooperating, almost like the mountain had its hand out and said, welcome. It's time you knew who we were paired with. The pairing of the nodes and the nulls do not make logical sense. They are not linear. Sometimes both are in one hemisphere. Sometimes one is in one and one is another. There is a system here, a symmetry, and not only that, a multidimensional plan, how they operate, where they were put, and how strong they will be. All related to human beings and their consciousness and what they do on the planet. Six have been given to you as the pairs. I give you now the matching null. It is not in this hemisphere. It is in Russia. The mountains that have a name, the Russians call, that you call, that is very, very different, and neither one of them are correct. The Ural Mountains is a mountain chain, and for the first time you're going to see the operation of nodes and nulls that are apart from what you thought were linear. For it's not a mountain you can look at and say, well, there it is. It's a region. In fact, it is so large it almost separates one continent from another. Here is the first null that is not necessarily a pinpoint like you have had up to this point. It gets more complex now. And in the announcement of this partner, they begin to work. And you might say, well, how soon? Can you feel it yet? It was working before you got here because what you might call the time fractal of the announcement, it was known, the potential was sensed, it was started even before I opened my mouth through my partner. It is why the sun is shining, dear ones. It's a red letter day, dear ones. Because now this starts to operate as it should, pouring upon the planet a time capsule that opens at the right time and starts to pour into this planet the fast-track energy you need for the grids. The crystalline grid, the Gaia grid, the magnetic grid, all are involved. We have given you some information before. It is so esoteric, it is not understood. And so I just want you to know it works. It is operational right now. I challenge you to feel it. It speaks to you. In the serenity of the moment without the rain, with the songs of the birds with very little wind, the sun beats upon you right now. It is so unusual. Even in this pasture where you are, with all of the grass here and the beauty around you, this is unusual. On purpose. So you will know that this is true and accurate, and there is validity even in a message like this, which might be very strange to your ears. Tonight, before you go to sleep, wherever you are, I want you to take a moment and celebrate the moment that is now. take a moment tonight before you turn in and say, thank you, Gaia, for what you gave us this day, for the information that is here, for the beauty that is here. And then please, don't open any more portals. The ancestors say thank you for this message, and they acknowledge what they've always known is here. Their hands are outstretched to you, saying, it is time to meet the past, to meld with the past, to feel the wisdom of the past, and to literally climb into the womb of Baia for the birth of a new energy on this planet. And so it is.